Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hi there, this is Dick Huddleston. Well, Sir Lum and Abner are going on the theory that if you can't beat them, join them, invited Grandpappy Spears to work for them, as long as he's the only one who seems to be able to tell what's in the unlabeled cans on their shelves. But his price was out of reason, so they tried to trick him into giving away his secret, but Grandpap was too cagey for him. It's early morning now, and Lum is just entering the Jot 'em Down store.
Come in! Oh, morning, Lum. Sweeping so hard here, never noticed you coming up out there.
I don't wonder you never seen me. All that dust you're stirring up. Whew!
Yeah,
Granny,
yeah.
Put up that broom.
Well, the dust gets pretty heavy in here once in a while, you know, and I have to sort of rearrange it. Hey, how come you're down here so early this morning?
Oh, I think maybe I got an idea to use on Grandpap. Is he out there at his post yet?
Oh, sure, sure. Sitting outside the window there on his camp stool. I believe he gets down here before I do, even.
More than likely don't want to miss out on any business.
Yeah, the varmint. He's getting money mad, I'm feared, Lum.
Has he got the telescope with him this morning?
Oh, natural. Just wished he wouldn't have that thing pinting right in through the winter all the time. Seems like he's spying on me and all that.
Yeah, I get that feeling, too. Seems like there's a pair of eyes staring at you all the time, and you get to thinking you're doing something wrong even when you ain't.
Yeah, I feel like going out there and busting that telescope over his head. What's this big idea you're going to use on him, Lum?
Well, it's a plan to get him away from the telescope so as we can look through it and see if it's got anything to do with him being able to tell what's in our canned goods, even though they ain't got no labels on them.
Well, Lum, it's bound to. Before he tells his customers out there which can to pick out when they come inside the store here to guess, why, he always looks through that dad-blamed telescope first.
Yeah, well,
But, Lum, you know good and well Grandpap ain't going to let us get within 100 miles of that telescope. Look what happened yesterday.
I know that, but my
We sent that blank telegram to Cedric so Grandpap would have to go over to Dick Huddleston's store to get it and deliver the telegram. But Grandpap taking the telescope with him.
I know all that.
And on top of that, it cost us money to send the telegram.
Yes, yes, but listen.
Or they made Grover Cleveland pay for it. He's a name you signed to the telegram.
Abner, will you hush up?
Huh?
Grannies, how does a feller get to say anything around here?
Never, go ahead and talk.
Never seen you on such a talking jag.
Lum, I'm listening.
Buddy can't get a word in edgeways around here.
Just tell me, what is this big idea?
Well, I got to
figure. It won't work, Lum.
Well, wait till you hear what it is.
I'm listening. What is it?
Well, you know, yesterday we figured the only way to salvage all these unlabeled canned goods we got was to hire Grandpap for a clerk, as long as he's got some magic way of telling what's in the can.
No, I'd love to know how he does it. Give everything I've got.
Yeah.
Everything.
Well,
I'm getting to where I can't stand that smart aleck look on his face. Thinks he's such dad blame smart. I hate and despise
him. Calm yourself down and just listen for half a minute.
Go ahead.
So I figured we'd ask him to come inside and discuss that proposition he made us yesterday.
Lum, we can't afford to take him up on that. He wants 15 cents a can for everything he'd sell. That's more than we make.
I know that, but what
you said yourself we couldn't afford to hire him at that rate. Bankrupt us in 2 days.
I never said we was going to hire him. I just said we'd discuss it with him.
Well, what good will that do?
Well, don't you see? When he's in here discussing, you can sneak out the back way and look through that telescope and find out what he sees through it.
No good. Takes that telescope with him everywhere he goes.
Well, he won't have no need to bring it in here, though. Only reason he takes it so is we can't look through it. And if he thinks we're both in here, why, he'll leave it out there.
Yeah, I believe that's right. Why, sure. Yeah, you got a good idea there, Lum.
Fact is, he probably won't want to take a chance of bringing it in here for fear we'll get it away from him.
Yeah. Oh, that'll work. I'll open the window and call him right now.
Wait a minute now. There comes Cedric up out there. We better get shut of him first.
Oh.
He's liable to gum up the work some way.
Yeah, more than likely. Well, howdy, Cedric. Come on in.
Well, howdy, Mr. Abner. Did you hear about me getting a telegram?
Yeah, we heard about it.
Boy, a real live telegram. Mr. Cedric Weehunt, that's what it said on it.
Well, that's your name, ain't it?
Yes, oh, I believe it is. I know it is. Yeah, I know that good.
Yeah, well, it's nice of you to drop in, Cedric. See you later.
Well, wait, I ain't going nowhere. Boy, you'll never guess who my telegram was from. Grover Cleveland. Boy,
Oughtn't you to be in school now, Cedric?
Oh, not this morning. See, the third reader's having an atom bomb drill, and all the scholars has to dive under a desk or something, and they ain't got nothing big enough for me to dive under, so I always get excused.
Well, what if an atom bomb actual falls? What do you do then?
I'm supposed to stay home on them days.
I see.
Mr. Lum, could you get me Grover Cleveland's address? I want to write him and thank him for my telegram.
Cedric, you can't write him a letter.
Well, Papa said he'd help me.
Grover Cleveland's dead, silly.
Oh, I'll swan to goodness. Is he sure enough?
Why, sure.
Oh, that's a shame. What happened?
Well, he just... Well, I don't know, Cedric.
Was he sick?
Cedric, it happened a long time ago, I think. Didn't it, Lum?
Oh, sure. It was back, quite a while ago.
Yep, that's about when it was.
Oh, that's a shame, ain't it? I wonder why he didn't say anything in the telegram, just signed his name. I reckon that's the reason, ain't it?
Might be, Cedric.
Oh, I sure feel bad about that.
Cedric, I'm going to tell you something. That telegram was just sort of a joke, you might call it.
A joke?
Yeah, me and Lum sent it, to be honest. We was trying to get Grandpap away from his telescope.
You don't have to tell everything, Abner. Cedric, we just thought maybe you'd like to get a telegram, long as you'd never got one before.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure much obliged to you.
Yeah, that's all right, Cedric.
I never would have found out about Grover Cleveland dying if you hadn't have sent it. Reckon it's too late to send flowers?
Cedric, just forget it. That's history now. You'll read the whole story of it again, you get into the fifth reader or so.
Story, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I just love stories. Mr. Abner, will you tell me the story?
I don't know it, Cedric.
Will you tell it to me, Mr. Lum?
Cedric, we ain't got time now.
Lum, I think we better go ahead with our plan, even though a certain feller is in here. I don't believe he'll make no difference.
Well, I guess you're right. Cedric, just get yourself a comic book off of the rack there and sit over there in the corner and read it.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Cedric.
Does it tell about Grover Cleveland in there?
I don't know. It might.
I wonder if he knowed Woody Woodpecker.
Open the window, Abner.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Hey, Grandpap. Mr. Avery Milford Spears.
Hey, what do you want, Mr. Peabody?
You know that proposition you made, Jesse, about working for us?
15 cents a can.
I know, but we want to discuss that with you.
Hey, I figured you'd come around sooner or later.
Yeah, so come on inside and discuss it.
Now, wait a minute. This ain't no trap of no kind, is it?
It ain't no trap. Just come on inside.
Yeah, all right.
And hurry up.
Is he coming?
Yeah, he's hot-footing it around to the front of the store.
Recollect now, quick as I get him into a conversation, you slip out the
back. I know what to do. Been waiting for this moment for days.
Find out. Here he comes.
Yeah. Well, howdy, Mr. Spears. Come right on in.
All right. Just disperse with the formalities and get down to business.
That's just what we want to do.
Yeah, just sit down there and make yourself comfort, Grandpap.
I don't want to sit down. More than likely got it wired with electricity.
Oh, now that's ridiculous, Grandpap. Nobody ain't going to do nothing like that.
Well, you said you wanted to discuss. Start discussing.
All right, now let's see. You said you'd take a job clerking here in the store if we paid you 15 cents for every can that's sold.
That's right. Sounds high, I know, but when you figure I'm the only feller in town that can tell what's in them cans, well, it stands to reason that... Wait a minute. Where's Abner?
Huh? Oh, he's around Summers. Out in the feed room, more than likely.
He never went outside, did he? Now, what would he go outside for? I don't trust that pigeon-toed garment. Abner! Hey, Abner! All right, Jiminy, I bound you, he did go outdoors.
Wait a minute, Grandpap. Come back here. Now, wait a Grandpap.
Is he gone, Lum?
Huh? Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner. Didn't you go out there?
I've been out and I'm back.
Oh, well, what'd you see? What'd you see, Abner?
I never saw nothing.
Oh, you must have saw something.
No.
Well, he's got that telescope pointing right in the store. Didn't the cans on the shelves look any different at all through the telescope?
I couldn't see the cans at all.
You couldn't?
No. All I could see was that big picture we got to hanging up there.
The anniversary picture?
Yeah. Now, what good would it do him to look at that thing?
Granny's, I don't know.
I don't believe he admires us to where he'd want to sit there all day and look at a couple of life-size pictures of you and me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Why, of course not.
That's about all he is in the picture, me and you standing there grinning. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Abner. Hey, Granny's, that's it. That's it, sure as a world.
Look
what else is in the picture. Huh? The canned goods section. And it was taken when the labels were still on the cans.
Aye, doggies, that's right. And that pitcher's big enough to where he can read the labels on the can, too.
Why, sure. That's how that varmint knowed. Or wait a minute, though. The cans wouldn't necessarily be in the same places they was at when the pitcher was taken.
No, that's right, yeah. Cedric had them all out of the shelves there when he was washing the labels off of them.
Yes, Mom, but I put every can right back where they was before, though.
Huh? Oh, no, I forgot you was here, Cedric. Did you sure enough put the cans back the same way they was before?
Yes, Mom. If you don't believe me, you can ask Mr. Grandpap. He helped me.
He did? I doggies, that's how he knowed it then, Lum. Why, that old underhanded goat. Just wait till I get my hands on that ornery critter.
Wait a minute. Huh? My goodness, I got an idea how we can fool him, Abner. Cross him up good.
Yeah? How?
We'll sneak down here tonight and switch them cans around to where they won't fit the pitcher at all. Then we'll get him in here and bet him $1,000 he can't guess what's in a single one of them cans.
I don't guess. It'll take us half the night to do it, but it'll be worth it to get even with him. Oh, that's a gutter, Lump.